Iranian lawmakers have overwhelmingly voted for a speedy and urgent review of a motion on the status of Jerusalem al-Quds. The urgency of the document was approved with 187 votes in favor, 15 against, and 9 abstentions. The motion underscores that Jerusalem al-Quds will remain the capital of Palestine forever. If the motion is adopted, a note will be annexed to Article 1 of the Law on Supporting Palestinian People's Islamic Revolution. The law was adopted by the Iranian parliament in 1990 and declared support for the people of Palestine until they regain their sovereign rights. The move follows Washington's recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital and the United States' decision to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem al-Quds. Well, joining us now is lecturer of Al-Mustafa University, Sayyid Abdullah Hussein, who's with us from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, tell us more about the significance of this motion at the Iranian Majlis.
Well, the parliament in the Islamic Republic of Iran, representing the nation, which it is an anti-Zionist nation, and naturally, the representative of a nation which is in the front line of a struggle against the Zionist regime of Israel, have come to have a great decision to announce that Masjid al-Aqsa and Quds Sharif, the Holy Quds, is the eternal capital of Palestine. The significance of that is, first of all, it will make the policymakers in Iran to keep this one in their mind that Palestine has got a capital called Quds, and in their communications, in their negotiations, they must have this one always highlighted. And also it will give a type of boost to the struggle inside the Palestinian territory. And it is a type of international declaration of solidarity with the Palestinian people as they have started their fourth intifada inside Palestine against the Zionist regime. I'm sure the people inside of Palestine were expecting such decisions to be coming from the Islamic Republic and also the parliament, which represents the nation of Iran. And I'm sure it's a type of a few years ago, the Parliament of Iran has established a conference supporting Intifada. And I think this is going to be also joining that force which the Parliament has put into the ending of the Israeli regime. And it's just boosting the situation. And in this particular time that the Palestinian struggle need a special support, I think what has been approved overwhelmingly in the Iranian parliament is much have more meanings than any other time, and I'm sure the Palestinian will take the message and understand the importance.
All right, thank you very much. Lecturer of Al-Mustafa University, Sayyid Abdullah Hosseini, joining us from the Iranian capital, Tehran.